This is the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog with Sonia Schaefer. Today's topic, a weekly homeschool schedule as simple as 1, 2, 3. Many of you are in the midst of planning for your home schools, so I thought it might be helpful to share a quick explanation of how I plan my weekly schedule. I've been doing this 1-2-3 method of planning a weekly schedule for about 15 years now, so you know two things. First, it's simple, and second, it works. Here's how. Lay out your school days in columns, one day at the top of each column. You can do this on a spreadsheet on your computer, on a whiteboard with dry erase markers, on the table or floor with index cards, on the wall with self-stick notes, on grid paper with colored pencils, on a desk calendar with crayons. The possibilities are endless. Use what makes you happy. Step 1. Reserve slots for outside activities. First, block out the time slots you need for outside activities. Think about any recurring errands, appointments, lessons, or meetings that you participate in. Write each one down under the day of the week on which it occurs. If it happens first thing in the morning, put it at the top of that day's column. If it occurs in the afternoon, put it farther down in its day's column. Step 2. Pop in everyday subjects. Second, write in the subjects that you do every day. For me, those are scripture memory, literature, which is my family read aloud, and math. Step 3, then, is spread out the variety subjects. Spread the rest of the subjects throughout the week to add variety, so each day is not exactly like the rest. Keep an eye on the big picture, being careful not to overload any day. That's why we put the outside activities in place first. Here are the subjects that I sprinkle throughout the week. History, anywhere from 1 to 4 days per week, depending on the time period. Bible, also anywhere from 1 to 4 days per week, depending on the time period. And language arts, you can do this 5 days per week, but try to focus on different skills on different days, not everything every day. And then you add the onesies and twosies. Science, 2 days a week for younger students, more for older. Geography, 1 day per week, but it also occurs in other subjects. Hymn study, 2 days a week. Foreign language, 2 days a week. Picture study, 1 day a week. Music study, 1 day a week. But you can play the music in the background on several days. Nature study, 1 day a week. Poetry, handcrafts or art instruction, and Shakespeare, those are all 1 day a week. Plug those in and you've got your weekly schedule. I highly recommend, then, that you take a final pass through to look at each day's column by itself. Make sure you don't have two heavy read and narrate subjects back to back. You want them spread out throughout the day, with other lighter subjects between. I like to use one weekly schedule for a term and then rearrange to keep things fresh. There you have it, a weekly schedule in 3 simple steps. Any questions? For more help with creating a custom schedule for your family, take a look at Planning Your Charlotte Mason Education. If you prefer to have the planning already done for you, our daily lesson plan books could be what you need. Each gives you a complete year's book list, weekly schedule, and daily itineraries, so you know what to do for each day's lesson. We have 3 series of lesson plan books. You can pick and choose or put them together to make a complete Charlotte Mason curriculum. History studies give you plans for history, geography, and Bible for the whole family. Enrichment studies are plans for scripture memory, hymn study, foreign language, poetry, music study, Shakespeare, nature study, handcrafts, art instruction, family read-alouds, plus habit training for the whole family. And individual studies give you plans for language arts, math, and science by grade level. You have been listening to the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog, a reading of the weekly blog post from our site. You can always find the latest posts at simplycharlottemason.com or subscribe to our audio blog through the iTunes Store. Thanks for listening.